Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. New South Wales has recorded 344 new locally acquired cases, and at least 65 of them were infectious in the community. Another two people have died, a man in his 90s who was not vaccinated, and a man in his 30s who had underlying health conditions. They have both died in hospital. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says while daily case numbers are still high, she says there are some positive trends emerging in the worst affected areas.
I do want to stress that, as we know, the last 2 days we have seen a surge in the number of cases, and we expect that to continue. But positively, we are starting to see a decline in cases in the Fairfield government, local government area, but also in the Canterbury-Bankstown local government area. And while the number of cases, especially in Canterbury-Bankstown, are still high, we are starting to see a decline. So that intensive work we've been doing in those areas is starting to have effect.
The lockdown in Cairns and Yarrabah in far north Queensland will end at 4 p.m. today, but masks will still have to be worn. Queensland has recorded four new cases, which are all linked to the Indooroopilly cluster and all have been in isolation. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says people in the region will need to continue to wear face masks in line with the restrictions in place in southeast Queensland.
I want to thank the Cairns community in advance, because this is what now we're asking you to do, exactly what the 11 LGAs are doing down here in the southeast. And that will apply, of course, until Sunday, August the 22nd. So that's great, great news. And of course, the Cairns residents will also have to be wearing those masks, just as they do down here in SEQ. And of course, the high school students will need to wear masks as well.
Victoria has detected another 20 locally acquired cases of COVID-19. 15 of the cases are linked to current outbreaks and 5 are under investigation. 14 of the 20 cases had been in quarantine during their infectious periods. In response, Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is extending Melbourne's lockdown for another 7 days until August 19th. The United States has again defended its decision to withdraw its forces from Afghanistan as the Taliban continues to take more territory. Taliban militants have captured 2 more provincial capitals as foreign troops exit the country. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Joe Biden believes the Afghan National Security Forces have the equipment, numbers, and training to fight back.
The president continues to believe that it is not inevitable that the Taliban takes over Kabul or the country, and that they need to show political will at this point to push back. And obviously there's a political process that we continue to support.
Health authorities in Guinea are monitoring 155 people who may have been in contact with a confirmed case of Marburg virus. It's a highly infectious fever similar to Ebola, with transmission between humans, usually through contact with blood or other bodily fluids. The World Health Organization says the Marburg virus has been circulating in animals, particularly bats, in southern Guinea and neighboring Sierra Leone and Liberia. In Myanmar, the United Nations is warning of the possibility of a full-scale civil war. The military took control of the country in a coup in February, and UN Special Envoy Christine Schraner-Bergener says there are ongoing clashes between the military and local defense forces.
We see a lot of violence on the ground. Clearly, many people are afraid of the huge violence scale of the military people. So I really hope that a dialogue can happen to avoid a breakout of a full-scale civil war.
Argentine football star Lionel Messi has arrived in France, where he is joining Paris Saint-Germain. Messi quit Barcelona after the club could no longer afford to pay his salary due to financial regulations. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. This is SBS News in Easy English.